Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/VTTGW to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. With us today, we got Joe, Trigger Joe Britson.
All right, let's go.
To try to get a matchup with Ngannou. Oh! Out goes the wind!
This is just a fist. When I start throwing it around, I can leave one hell of a mess. Let's dance.
Multiple occasions. Wow. It looks like they're going to swing to the very end.
And he wasn't kidding.
Wow.
It's very rare.
What a finish.
Another one.
It really poses the question, what do you want to do? Do you want to take a chance and risk getting knocked out?
Oh, my God.
Take care of business, trying to get control.
Oh, it's a knockout.
Oh my
It's a knockout.
God.
And he's closing it. Trying to finish it. Hit it over.
Because I'm going to take this foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Brock is brought to you by Modelo.
I killed it.
And oh, we have a new nickname. Okay, we have William Send It Seven Pearson. All right, other than that, we used to call him Willie Pete. We used to call him the Mad Russian.
Bobby. I think you've had enough. Noah? Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
Wow.
How good is this?
Finish him!
Another one.
Everybody gets triggered. It's just if you become a pansy. That's in the Book of Brawl.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
He's got to be very careful.
What's going on, Trash Talkers? How we doing, Gruntworks Nation? Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome. We are doing the VTT sports betting, and I am not the Big Earl. I am the Baker, the wizard behind the curtain, and I am joined by Trigger Joe and Send It Seven. How are you gentlemen doing this morning?
Well, right now, I'm getting blinded by sunlight. Jesus, hold on a second.
I was going to say, the sun's bright this morning.
trying to do some like reverse war paint shit going on right now. That's even worse.
Some people think these sunglasses are so I can look cool. It's actually because the bags under my eyes, you could mule drugs in them right now. So that is why we're doing the sunglasses.
And it says Saturday mornings. Well, real quick, let's get some stuff out of the way. You guys saw the generator. Times are tough. Things are going south. Never hurts to be prepared. It's not called being paranoid. It's called being prepared. Hit up 4Patriots. You got the link at the bottom. Just type in 4patriots.com/VTTGW. And your discount's automatically applied. Also, right up here, scan that QR code. It's a way to support us. We're able to make better content, more content for you. $9 a month. You subscribe, you get some benefits, exclusive access to shirts, exclusive discount. You get to look pretty in our chats. Not a horrible thing. And how's everybody doing? Done being blinded?
Good after. After the last fight, we did great, yeah. Proving Joe and I are the messiahs of picking fights.
I think you even picked up a point on him, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Let's check out the scoreboard.
I think Brandon shaves points every now and then.
Right.
So, updated scoreboard. Interesting. The Big Earl didn't get a single point. Maybe he actually lost points. I might have. I think so. We got Drunken Cyborg sitting solid at 2. She'll be back next season, hopefully. Triggered Joe, unfortunately, didn't catch any this time. He's still got the belt. He's going to make sure we all know. But Sended 7 did creep a little bit closer.
I see him back there. He's drafting.
He's creeping up on you. He's a big dude to be creeping anywhere, but he's doing it.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
He takes up the whole rearview mirror. You can't miss him. Yeah. What?
All right, well, let's get right into it. I know this card's kind of wonky with betting and all of that. Like, it just
chalk heavy.
We were talking about it pre-show, and it did not look. What did you put together? Like, what, a 10 fighter, and it was like nothing.
I did a 10 fighter money line, and $10 will get you like 12.
Seems legit. This Vegas doesn't want to make money this weekend, I guess.
No.
So let's get right into it. First fight, we have a flyweight fight. We've got Matt Schnell and Steve. We're not even going to try. Urseg.
That's it.
I was going to go with Blue's Clues, but, you know, kind of looks like him, too, a little bit.
He's got a schnoz on him, Urseg.
Yeah.
Put a gift shop on that thing. Now, I know I'm not one to talk, but it's a big nose.
I was going to say, well, you are. You're kind of the subject matter expert on it.
That's what I'm saying. Good one, Chris.
Well, let's start with you, champ. What do you got on this?
I got Urseg. Schnell gets finished a lot, and he is very crafty, very smart fighter. He's got knockout ability. He's got takedown ability. He can sub you. And Schnell gets finished a lot. He's been finished 6 times. And I waver on taking the finish here because Urseg has had 2 decision wins in his 2 UFC fights. So I'm not sure if the killer instinct is always there. So you can get burned on taking him by finish. But I'm going to go Urseg all day. And I'm going to roll the dice and say he gets a KO in the 3rd round in what is a really good fight.
Okay.
Up until then. I think Schnell will give him some game competition. But I just like Urseg. I think his fight IQ is much, much better.
Gotcha. What you got, Bill?
I mean, Joe's right. Schnell loves to get finished, and he really loves to get finished in the 2nd round. The problem is Urseg just doesn't have a lot of UFC fight experience. He's had, 2 fights in the UFC, both decisions. He spent a lot of time in, MMA, where he had a lot of finishes. But, you know, UFC and these other fight leagues are a different level. However, Schnell loves to get finished. I don't mind Urseg with the TKO 2nd round. Betting wise, you almost have to pick a finish on this one because I think Urseg was minus
525.
Yeah, I mean they're all over the place on this fight card.
Currently, UFC's got him at minus 410.
Yeah, I mean right now, MGM has him as a minus 500. DraftKings minus 455. That's probably about right. But I'll take Urseg to finish. But we'll go with TKO 2nd round. Okay. Money line might be the safer bet because Ursay just doesn't have a lot of experience in the UFC with finishes.
Okay. All right. On to the next one. We've got Nurmagomedov. Yeah, I'm tripping all over this one.
Just go with Umar.
Umar. Yep. And Bezcat, the Kaz.
Bezcat.
That one. It's a bantamweight bout, and we'll stick with Bill.
So it's going to be Umar by fucking murder.
Isn't this one of the really high?
Yeah, it's a minus 1,500 or minus 1,200, depending on where you're looking at it.
Minus
Minus 1,200 on DraftKings, minus 1,400 on MGM.
Jesus.
That's probably about right, to be honest with you. Money line's an easy bet on this one, obviously. However, pick Umar to finish it. Your best bet is trying to figure out if you want to go with the over or the under. This is his first fight in the UFC, and he's going against Umar, who's just going to maul him. Obviously, he's coming out of the Dagestani camp with the greats. He's coming out of the Eagle camp. He's got a lot of finishes. He's got one decision against Nathan Maness, but he's got a lot of first-round finishes. So I'm going to go with a first-round finish on this one. I think he's going to stun him, get him on the ground, and just maul him to death with a first-round finish. I'm going to go with the first-round TKO from stoppage off of strikes on the ground.
Was this like a last-minute addition? Because yeah, I'm looking over here, and according to UFC, Bezcat doesn't have a single reach. Like, he, like less than a T-Rex. I mean,
it's possible.
Yeah, I think this is a horrible first fight for this kid because he's got potential. But the problem is, one, Umar is legitimately Khabib's first cousin. He is over at AKA with those guys, which is the same thing as the Eagle camp because that's where Khabib trained in him when he was in America. And Umar's a huge guy for the weight class also. And when at the weigh-in, they just look like two different levels of just size alone. So I don't like I'm going to say Al Makan. I'm pretty sure that's how you say his last name. Bezcat. I don't like his chances to survive and go the distance with Umar. I just think Umar's too powerful, too strong of a wrestler. And when he gets position on guys, you can't fit a greased playing card between him and the dude he's on top of. He keeps in tight, and I can just see this being – I could see Bezcat's head turning purple from a rear naked choke. I'll say the kid survives the first and gets subbed in the second. But
where did he fight previous to this?
He's out of I believe he's out of Kazakhstan and Octagon 52, and he wasn't even the main event. I don't even know Octagon fights. I guess that's what they're looking for names because the UFC has the market cornered, but yeah, he's got five. He's 5-0 in his last five, and he's got four knockouts. But he's not going to do that to Umar. He might with the striking make Umar shy away from staying on the feet because the kid does have 9 knockouts out of 11 wins. But he also his one loss was a sub, and if you've been subbed by anybody, you can get subbed by Umar. Yeah. So I just think Umar knows the only place this kid has a chance is in the stand up because he does have a head kick knockout, which is kind of rare for 135ers. But I see Umar shooting a takedown and mauling him, just like Bill said.
The other problem is Bezcat wasn't even in a training camp when he got the call for this fight. So
yeah, I respect the kid for doing it, but he knows the drill. You give Uncle Dana what he wants and you get another fight. And I think you'll probably hear from this kid, and he might make some noise at this weight class, but this is too big of a leap for him.
Oh, that's fair. All right. Next, we actually have one of our point fights. This one is for Bill, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Nick threw me a softball on this one.
I was going to say, it's not the name, it's which round, because we know what the name is.
We got Perez versus Makhachev. What do you got, Bill?
So first off, thank you to Nick for giving me this softball. It's going to be Makhachev Muhammad. I mean, he's just going to maul this dude. The only argument between Joe and I is what round the sub's going to happen in. Second round, Joe, I won't steal Joe's thunder. I'm going to go with first round submission, only because Perez loves losing in the first. Problem is, Muhammad is a slow starter, but his ground game is just on a different level than Perez will ever be at. His ground game's on a bigger level than a lot of guys in this. The other problem is Perez is coming off a 2 first-round finish. Now, granted, it was Figueiredo and Pantoja. Those are not bad losses. Was it 3 fights before that? He lost against Benavidez. He's just a first-round lost guy. Take the under on this one. I think the under is a safe bet because, again, you got another heavy favorite. It's not as bad as these other ones. But I got Muhammad with the first-round sub. Don't be surprised if it happens in the second round. Muhammad does have a tendency to be a slow starter. But I'm going first-round sub, Muhammad. Okay.
He's got pretty good reach on him, too. 4.5 inches.
None of that matters when you're just going to be on your back the whole time. He's going to get back. He's going to get backpacked.
What you got, Joe?
Yeah, Muhammad's averaging 6.5 takedowns a fight. He knows where his bread gets buttered at, and it's once the fight goes to the ground. So the thing with Perez is, like, it's a coin flip because if you look at his competition, it's actually better than what Mokaev has fought to this date. But anytime he's gone up against supreme talent, he's gotten finished in the first round. And then Muhammad's made me a little nervous in his last couple fights watching the first round, but then he gets stronger as the fight goes on. So I think the safe play is, if you're betting, is Muhammad by sub, and don't pick around just because I can't call it with this guy. If he's going to come out and do what Pantoja did, or if he's going to come out and do what he did in his last fight, which is really pick it up after the first round ended. So I think Muhammad's a lock here, and I like him by sub. And I'm going to say sub in the second round just because I think the first round might be a touch of a feeling out process because of the amount of experience Perez has had. And I don't think he wants to dump another one in the first round of this kid, even though he's got all the hype behind him. So I'll say he lasts the first and gets subbed in round two.
Really safe bet.
There you got it. The experts agree on everything but the round. Usually that means.
Which you don't have to pick at the books. So it's a winning bet if you take him by sub.
Yep.
And we really don't even disagree on the rounds that much. So just pick Muhammad by sub. You're going to hit.
Jeremy Daniels saying what's up from Nevada. Jeremy, you're not on YouTube. What's up?
What's up, G? Get to the sports book. Early fights today.
Tanner's coming in with the locks.
Brunson's not fighting, Tanner.
But you know what? I had dinner with Heather last night, and it was awesome seeing her again.
It's cheating, Bill. We know she's the brains of the outfit.
Yeah, she gave me all the tips I needed for today's fight card.
There you go. Well, the next in the co-main, this has triggered Joe's fight, so we'll start with him. We've got Petrino versus Pedro.
Yeah. I got Vitor Petrino here. Fight makes me nervous a little bit. They've both fought similar guys. I think they've both fought Anton Turkauj, and they've both fought Modestus Bukauskas. And it's funny because one did better than one. I think Pedro did better with Turkauj, and Petrino did better with Bukauskas because Pedro lost to him and killed our parlay that day with the first fight in the main card. I won't forget. I don't forget Tyson Pedro.
The new Bobby fucking Green.
You know, Petrino just he reminds me of like the Jailton Almeida type feel you get where it's like this guy is good everywhere. And I mean, his jab is lightning. There's no telegraph on it. And I have to go with my gut here and say Petrino lands that jab and lands a big overhand right and finishes Pedro, even though Pedro's only been knocked out once. But Petrino's no joke. And these guys are 205ers, probably about 220 by the time they hit the octagon. And I got Vitor Petrino by second round knockout.
There you have it. So we're calling second round knockout for Petrino. That means each of our experts are up for 3 points this week. We'll see what happens. Either Bill's going to catch up, Joe's going to run away with it, or it'll stay.
Bill, exactly what'd you have Mokaev doing? First round sub?
First round sub.
Okay. I got it all written down right
here. I like to always keep track of it because then, you know.
Because Nick plays with points. Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Nick has gotten to the point now where he only plays with his points, which is why he didn't get any today because he wasn't here to play with them.
Yeah. Cool playing with Nick. Yourself, Nick.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
All right. And on to the main event.
Hey, you don't care what I have to say about this?
I apologize, Bill. Go ahead.
Man.
Although, this will be quick. I'm with you on this one. Second round TKO. Although, this is the only fight on here of the heavy favorites that could end in a wacky upset. Because Pedro does have that power. And at 205 and higher, that one lucky winger out there can just clip you just right. Petrino's just a better fighter all around. I got my second round TKO the same. But be careful of this one. Pedro could come in with a wacky, crazy upset, which I obviously hope happens. But.
Yeah, just catch a random right, and there he goes. All right, now on to the main event. About the only even money fight all night.
In the main card, yes.
Yeah, and we've got Rozenstruik versus Gaziev.
Gaziev? Yeah, sure.
Bill, what do we got?
I'm actually going to go with Shamil Gaziev on this one. Here's the thing. This is even number fight because are either one of these guys going to win the belt anytime soon? Nope. But are they 200? Are they 265 pounds and they're going to throw heavy bombs at each other? So any one of them could land that one shot that puts the other one to sleep. Joe and I actually talked about this a couple of days ago. The problem is Jairzinho he's a one-trick pony, and it's been exposed. So I think Shamil, the round is going to throw me off on this one. I'm actually going to go the second-round finish on this one, but I think it's going to be Rozenstruik just being a turtle for two rounds. And he's finally – I'm going to go with Shamil, second-round submission on this one. Jairzinho, like I said, he's a one-trick pony. I think he's going to get clipped a little bit. He's going to get a takedown, and then Shamil is just the better ground guy, and he's going to. I'll even go as far as saying Shamil, second round rear naked choke.
So not a knockout, okay?
No.
Joe, what do you got?
Yeah, I got Shamil Gaziev. Rozenstruik, as somebody called him on one of the chats, which is beautiful because after Francis Ngannou hit him, he was Rozenstruik. and when he goes to the ground, also Rozenstruik. So yeah. Gaziev looked, I mean, mountains bigger than Rozenstruik. Rozenstruik lies about his height. He's 5'11", okay, because Gaziev's a true 6'4", and he was a full head taller than him. I didn't realize how much bigger Gaziev would be. I think he either rushes in the way he tagged Bidet and clips him, knocks him down, and subs him, or he just gets the takedown. And I see Gaziev by head and arm triangle just because of how big these guys are, sliding off mount, getting to the side, and peeling that arm over and choking Rozenstruik out. And Rozenstruik will look clueless on the ground. And you ever flip a turtle over on their back? That's about what he looks like trying to get off the ground. And with a guy like Gaziev that big laying on him, there's no way. I just don't see it. I can't believe these people picking Rozenstruik. I get why they're doing it, but it's not like the guy's Anderson Silva. He's big and he hits hard and he is the better kickboxer, but Gaziev is a monster. True 6'4", 265, and he's averages 6 strikes per minute. I don't see Rozenstruik being able to take that, and I see him going down, Gaziev getting on top and taking the head and arm. So I got Gaziev by I'm gonna go first round submission.
Okay,
get him out of there.
Vegas does have them at pretty much even money, -166, Rozenstruik +140. So,
well, compared to the rest of the card, yeah, it's a pick 'em.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, sports fans. Well, here's the part where we all like, where we make some money. And This is where you pull your pencils out, write it down, listen to the experts here.
Scared me a little bit when I pulled your pencils out comment. I didn't know where you were going.
I mean, I'm not Nick. I don't star in videos.
Right.
So, never Joe, hit us with your locks, parlays, and DraftKings sleepers. What do you got for the bigger old four, if we all can right. even do that this week?
So, for the big four, I am going to go with, I have to say the name, Christian Leroy Duncan. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. I had to yell that. But I'm going with Duncan by TKO or points. So, that's a double chance on FanDuel. I'm going with Vitor Pacino by finish, Umar by finish, and Makhachev by finish. So that's the bigger four banger parlay. And if you play those guys all by double chance on FanDuel or by finish, I think I had 10 came out to like 420 because you were hitting Makhachev. I took him by third or second round sub. And it's plus 310. So I know Bill had him in the first round, but it's just going with the gut on that.
No, that's a good bet.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it makes it at least worth it.
The only sleeper I really see on the card is, look, Radzibov in the first fight. I've seen several people picking him, 17-5. He's got a good chance fighting this guy coming off the contender series. Lox, Ludwig Klein, Leroy Duncan. I'm not going to go with Bacharach just because the hobby does have KO power, but Ursegg, Umar, Makhachev, and Pacino are going to be my locks. If you want me to run through the parlay from top to bottom, I can do that, but I don't know if we're still doing that on the show or just posting them.
That's the one that we're posting. That's why we got the Trigger Joe four banger, whatever we want to call the Big Earl four. And then Bill might need to extend this one a little bit for the Baker six.
I bet you has my four.
The Baker dozen for this one.
Yeah. I'll give you my Baker six. And then later I'll post some pretty long parlays where I'm going to have to play around with some overs and unders and some finishes, because if you go money line on this, you can make a 10 fight money line and win like $12.
We were doing it before the show. Yeah, it's $20.
If you're going to bet on this one, you're going to do parlays. You really got to play with some overs and unders and some finishes. But for my Baker six, you got Bacharach, Duncan, Klein, Umar, Anders, Pacino. You could throw a Makhachev and I could do a seven. I mean, really, I could do a 10 fight parlay out this thing, all money line. And it's easy. My locks, I could give you 10 locks off this card. My locks are easily, I'm actually going to throw Bacharach in there. I mean, he's also a minus 750. I like Leroy Duncan, Luvo Klein, obviously Makhachev, obviously Umar, all easy locks to pick. And I like Ursegg as well. If I'm going to give you a DraftKings sleeper, I don't know. You know, if I'm going to give you DraftKings sleeper, so I got to look at somebody who's another dog who's also going to get you points. I like Pedro. I think he'll get you points for a couple rounds, but then he's going to get slept. And like I said, he has that puncher's chance. Do I think he's going to win? Absolutely not. Do I think he'll earn you some points with some strikes in a round and a half? Sure. But all these other underdogs are just going to get wrecked. It's one of those cards. You got a few last-minute fights thrown in there against some high-end dudes. Like, really, a perfect example is Muhammad Makai was supposed to fight Corey Sandhagen next. Instead, they throw this guy with his first fight in the UFC. It's just unfair to that dude. But like Joe said earlier, you do what Uncle Dana says, and he throws you a bone later on. So, again, Baker 6, Bacharach, Dunker, Klein, Umar, Anders, and Pacino. And again, later, send it sevens page. I'll do some plays, some parlays to try to make a couple more bucks than you normally would.
Yeah, Bill, I was just looking at the odds. They've made Bacharach. People have been betting on him, I guess. He's minus 900 now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
Like, what?
If you want to make money on that, take Bacharach by decision because he is a decision winner. And these are little guys, and Bostrot likes to point guys to death. He's not much. He's not a textbook finisher.
No,
that's nuts. Like this is where, when we say Vegas has big buildings because of parlays, this is why. Because you have to put together, like Bill was saying, 10, 15 fights just to make it even worth, you know, a $5, $10 bet.
Yeah. Or go the distance on this one. Bostrot's been to the third round in four of his last five fights. Three of them went decision. One was a no contest.
Yeah.
All right, sports fans. Well, there you have it. Make sure to check out Send It Seven's page and Triggers Joe's page for their parlays later. Like you said, they'll put some effort into this and get real detailed with it and give you some worthwhile. Don't forget, right up there, Veteran Trash Talk, give us a subscribe. Right down below, forpatriots.com. VTTGW will give you a discount on the generator. And then if you just type in VTT, you'll get that 3-month supply of non-perishable foods that's good for like, what, 25 years, something like that? You'll hear about it in the end. Today on the Veteran Trash Talk Hour at 5 p.m. Eastern, we have Comic Book Dudes. So if you like those graphic novels, tune in, give us a watch, see what Dave's talking about today. And thanks for watching.
Y'all fight have a good starting weekend. Early prelims starting 3.5 hours, so get to the window.
There you go. Get those bets in now.
This is a food warning. The UN warns of an unprecedented global hunger crisis. In fact, it's predicted by 2030 that 800 million folks will struggle to feed their families, which means two dangerous things for you. Number one, higher prices at the grocery store. Number two, less food available. And when panic strikes, it will be chaos, making it even harder to get the food your family needs to survive. That's why it's vital, more than ever, to have a survival food stockpile. Introducing the deluxe 3-month survival food kit from 4 Patriots. It has 688 servings of meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with delicious recipes like pancakes, mac and cheese, Aztec chili, and potato soup. They've even got spaghetti and lasagna. This isn't your typical survival food, and over 200,000 smart Americans agree. This is survival food that actually tastes good. But best of all, it's designed to last up to 25 years. You can stash it away and be confident that when a disaster strikes, you and your family will be ready. Go to 4patriots.com/VTT to get the deluxe 3-month survival food kit and the peace of mind you deserve.